Remember how easy it was to learn your ABCs? Thank the Mickey Mutineers. They invented them.
There are thousands of Disney podcasts on the internet, and this is one of them. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jordan.
And you're listening to... Yeah, Mickey Mutineers!
Is this thing on?
Stop it! Stop it right now!
Tonight! Shit's getting expensive.
Disastrous indeed.
20-year-old Easter eggs. And more?
And more, because I forgot what else I was.
For our main topic, the Game of Shame Light.
It's more of a lighthearted one this week, guys.
Aren't they always lighthearted?
No. It's the Game of Shame. Of course it's not lighthearted.
It is for me, because I'm making fun of idiots.
Yeah, some of these ones are actually agreeable.
Oh. So
you'll see. We'll see when we get there. That's at the end. That's the main topic.
Oh.
But first up, Jordan's test driving his new computer.
I am. How clear am I?
You're so clear.
You're clear over there. That's weird.
Nice.
That was stupid, and I loved it.
Jake,
one of the, your turn.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jordan.
No, Josh, go ahead.
Let's see it ever was.
No, we started at the same time. At least on my end, we did.
Oh, not on my end.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jordan.
Oh, well, now I don't want to.
Do it, Jordan.
I'm not going to. So fuck y'all.
Okay. Look. No, I got the new MacBook Air, and I'm pretty excited. And it's nice, and I haven't had to charge it, and I got it yesterday, and I'm still at like 80% battery.
Whoa!
It's crazy.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. At the end of the episode, I want a full report of where the battery is now.
Okay, right now I am at 81%.
81%.
81%.
I thought you said you weren't charging it.
I'm not charging it.
It just went up. It was 80%.
That was an estimation. Giuseppe, write down 81%. He's got it. Giuseppe wrote down 81%.
That guy.
He can't fire.
Did I leave him in the desert once?
Yeah, he came back.
Oh, the very next day?
Yeah, just like that stupid cat. In fact, he brought a cat. It was weird.
I'm gonna cat's gone around here.
No. We gave the cat to Jordan. That's Giuseppe's cat. Don't tell Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
What?
Anyways, Jake.
What?
That's your Godzilla that Robbie brought you from Japan.
That is an aerosol can.
Right there.
Oh, that one. I can't tell what it actually is because I'm not on Jordan's computer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I bet Jordan can see that, and if you open the window, Jordan can see the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, it's a Funko Pop. Bring it closer. I want to see what one it is. Like, is it Legendary or Toho? Legendary? That's really close. I still don't know. It looks cool, though. I'm excited to get it in a couple years.
Godzilla Ultima with Heat Ray.
Top's a little crushed.
Yeah, well, that's because it was in a suitcase.
Mm. I might open that one. We'll see.
Okay.
I make no promises. Speaking of Godzilla, now I can call it an Oscar-winning franchise.
Oh, did the minus one win something?
Hell yeah, won an Oscar.
What kind?
A golden one.
Ah, good.
About this tall?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm really disappointed it wasn't a Godzilla-shaped one.
What is this, the MTV Movie Awards?
No, is that still a thing?
I don't know. I just remember Godzilla won a Lifetime Achievement Award that one time.
It wasn't 1998, was it?
Ooh, I hope not.
That was a bad year for Godzillas everywhere.
Mm, I mean,
Look, I have a soft spot in my heart for that movie, but I really contend that that is a bad Godzilla movie, but a fantastic kaiju movie. If you changed the name to Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, it would have been a hit. It actually was a hit. I don't know why we shit on it so much.
Because it wasn't a Godzilla.
It's true, but then later on, Godzilla actually fought that one briefly.
And won.
It was like a whole 7 seconds.
While listening to Canadian rock.
It was also the only one that was CG. Like everybody else, everyone, other one was like a body puppet.
Yeah, that was a choice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just watched that movie not too long ago.
What one is it?
Final
Zilla
Wars.
Is what they're called, is what it's called in the, yeah.
Because they took the god out of the creature.
Yeah.
That being said.
It did have Mo from Mo's Tavern.
It had a lot of Simpsons people in it.
Oh, yeah, it did, huh?
It had, Hank Azaria, Harry Shearer, Nancy Cartwright.
I was going to say, wasn't Bart, Ralphie, and Nelson all in it?
No, Nancy.
I just watched the I Know That Voice documentary the other day.
That's a fantastic documentary.
It's a great documentary.
I should watch that. What's it on?
Prime.
Ooh. Yeah. You're gonna say TV.
I should.
Also, Josh, where's your background? Are you in a craft studio? I mean, you don't have to pull one up. In fact,
I don't know where it is. It's okay.
Hey, no pressure, man. Oh. No pressure.
There it is. Is that better?
Well, now I can't see your craft studio. Hey, Jordan, how does this background look on yours?
Pretty clear.
All right. I'm just gonna keep asking Jordan the whole episode how things look.
No, it still looks crystal clear, but that's not stopping you from looking shitty. You just look shitty in high definition.
Right?
Oh. I look shittier. Oh, no.
Here. Is that better?
I mean, it's a better picture, but...
This is getting weirdly personal.
Man.
Hey, Jordan, if I have any ingrown hairs or something, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's a high definition, not a magnifying glass. Anyway, you know what? Let's just get on with the episode. Let's...
No, I'm testing backgrounds.
How's that? That qualifies as getting on with the episode.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, leave that one. I like. I was going to say, why isn't Ryan here? But he's playing video games again. He told me last night he was going to be here in the comments.
Oh, what an
answer. So Walmart has a 32-inch TV for $100 right now. I think I might replace a small monitor up here with that TV. That way I could play my PlayStation while you guys are doing a podcast.
Wait, how big did you say the TV was?
32 inches.
32 inches for $100. Is it?
Yeah. And you can use it as computer monitor too.
Is it 1080 or is it 4K?
I don't know what those numbers mean.
Hmm.
Well, it's the Walmart brand. It's On brand or whatever the fuck it is.
So Vizio is a Walmart brand.
You sure?
Recently. Walmart just bought Vizio like last week or something.
Oh.
Also, I did the math and that's like $3 an inch. Yeah, where are you going with that one, Josh? I can see the wheels turning.
$9. All right.
I appreciate your honesty. Is it a hot day or something?
I was talking about my Raven skull.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I have to redo this one again.
Why?
I painted gloss black, and then I thought it was dry, so I hit it with epoxy to kind of make the color, you know, the make it deeper and give it more of a wet look. But the paint was still off gassing, and so now it's fish-eyed like a motherfucker, so I got to sand it all back down and start over.
Wait.
You look confused.
I am. So you have to sand, like when you say you have to sand it back down, like to nothing? Just dust?
No, just get the fucking paint off of, or the epoxy off of it.
Oh, that does make more sense.
Why would I do that?
That's what I was wondering. Well,
this was ruined. I'm going to grind it down to nothing by hand.
I don't know how 3D printers work. Maybe you like get the dust scraps and then mix it up into a paste and put it back on the loom.
So you can recycle your 3D printer stuff.
Reviewer Rob said, I showed up just in time to hear $3 an inch.
Nice.
We're talking about televisions.
Mm.
And penises.
Yeah. Raven skulls,
which is what Josh calls his penis.
This one's exactly 6 point.
I'm showing people
6.6 inches.
Hey, Morgan's here. I grind things down to nothing, and people are embarrassed to take me in public. That's a loaded statement, Morgan.
Well, you want to go hang out?
Want to go camping? I don't know how this works. How do we make friends? Guys, that's a joke. I actually hate camping. Actually, you know what? Hey, real quick.
I want to go clamping. I want to go glamping really bad.
I could have sworn he said clamping. Clamping. I just imagine Josh in like just a bed of oysters, an oyster bed, if you will.
Nah, it's one of those motorized beds, and just in the middle of the night it goes
and we never hear from Josh again. I don't want to go clamping.
Yeah, fuck glamping. Let's go clamping now.
I'm calling the episode clamping until we can top that. Oh wait, no, that's actually a word. Like if you never mind. That's dumb. I thought we had a good joke, and then I realized, like, when you clamp things, that's you're clamping it.
It's literally clamping.
Yeah. Oh, that went nowhere. Let's talk some Disney.
Okay. Let's talk some Disney!
Clamping the stupid fucking... Hey, first up in news... I'm going to be honest, I kind of missed out on a lot of news, so a lot of this segment is going to be Jordan.
Yeah.
So, what, Josh?
I got some news.
What's your news?
Disney fans whine a lot.
Is that news?
Oh, my bad.
Ryan's here.
Yeah, hi, where Ryan. The hell? Where the hell has he been?
Yeah, where the hell?
Playing video where games.
Josh, look up behind you. No, he takes it to the face.
If I had a dollar forever. Never mind, let's move on.
Morgan said Ryan's been clamping.
It's true.
With a donkey train.
Yeah. The pack mules.
Mule train, Jake. Donkey train is something else entirely. You have to go to Tijuana for that.
That's you don't have to go that far, man. There's three other places you can find it.
And two of those are on this side of the border.
Vegas and Cleveland.
Vegas and Boise, Idaho.
But not within the city limits. You have to be in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Of Boise. Oh my gosh. Oh, there's a lot going on over here. Ryan's been clamping. Ryan said, I've been in Orlando.
Who's he?
And then hell diving. Tijuana isn't that far. No, not for me. It's right over there. There. I don't know. It's we're on the globe, so if you go that way long enough, you'll eventually hit Tijuana. And everywhere else, I guess.
Yeah, every direction is the right direction. It just sometimes it takes longer.
That was oddly
Accurate?
Yes. Let's go with that.
Technically correct, which is the best kind of correct.
Jordan, tell us about Cerveza Cristal.
I'm surprised that no one has brought this up. And it's just come to light, at least here in the States, within the last couple of weeks. So about 20 years ago, in the country of Chile, they were showing the Star Wars trilogy in some kind of marathon on television down there. However, instead of breaking for a commercial for, you know, like maybe the commercial sponsors or people that are paying the new station money, instead of breaking for a commercial for this Chilean beer called Cerveza Cristal, they went out of their way to film extra scenes that they spliced into the movie, and that acted as their commercial without having to cut away from the actual film. And they do this for all three of the movies.
I have a clip. I don't like, do we show it?
Yes, show it. Show it. Please, for the love of God, show it. Because okay. Which movie are you showing?
The New Hope.
Okay. So the New Hope scene is from the scene where Luke Skywalker is with Obi-Wan Kenobi and they're at Obi-Wan's hut. And Obi-Wan is, you know, he's about to deliver the line. Oh, that reminds me, your father wanted me to give you something when you were old enough. So go ahead and play it, Jake.
Oh, yeah, let me see, make sure. Okay, let's go full volume on this bad boy. YouTube, I'm sorry if this isn't allowed, but also I don't care.
I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself. And he was a good friend. Which reminds me, I have something here for you. Your father wanted you to have this when you were...
So, oh, there's more.
No, yeah, wait. Pause it. So the scene is whenever Obi-Wan goes to pull Anakin Skywalker's old lightsaber out, but instead he opens an ice chest full of Cerveza Cristal. and that's what he gives. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough, and it's a fucking beer.
Cerveza Cristal!
And I think the ones are out of order. But the one for Return of the Jedi is in the Emperor's throne room scene where Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, and Luke Skywalker are about to kind of have their final duel. And the Emperor goes and walks to his chair. He goes to Jake, go ahead and play it.
Es inútil resistir.
So, for the people who are listening, for the audio listener, Emperor Palpatine is walking up the stairs to his throne in the Death Star throne room, and the scene that's added in is somebody who is clearly wearing some kind of costume stretches out their hand onto the screen and force pulls a can of Cerveza Cristal, but you can tell that it was filmed. It was filmed and then reversed because the way he grabs it, it's like he's letting it go.
Right, was there one more?
There might be two more. This one is A New Hope again, and it's the scene where Obi-Wan sneaks off. They're on the Death Star. So Han, Luke, and Chewie are going to save Princess Leia. And Obi-Wan sneaks away to disengage the tractor beam. So he's on that giant column in the middle of nothing, and he's going around this column, turning off all of the tractor beam levers. All right, he got the first one. He's walking around. Oh, what's this? Oh, just a nice fresh cold.
Hold on.
I remember that scene from the movie, though.
That's such a horrible spot for a fridge. It's
not practical at all. Also, I don't think those stormtroopers should be drinking on the job.
It's true, especially on the ledge. Right? Asked if this is legal. I don't know what he's referring to. Us showing the commercials or the commercials themselves?
Oh, this. Listen, I'm sure that there's some kind of weird loophole in Chile where they were able to do this and not face consequences. I can't remember what this one is. So it's New Hope. It's the scene on the Millennium Falcon where Obi-Wan is talking to Luke when he's training with the blast helmet.
Hold on. Reviewer Rob just made a good point. To be fair with how bad the stormtroopers shoot, maybe they're already drunk. Maybe they
not I don't disagree with that.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
Everyone's visiting the Impractical Fridge episode title. All right, here we go. Poderosa única que lo controla.
That one was so bad.
He just reached into his sleeve. Yeah,
Obi-Wan reaches into his sleeve. There was another one that I saw for Empire Strikes Back where Luke was training with Yoda and he was doing the obstacle course, doing the jumps and the flips. So he puts Yoda down and he walks towards a tree and then the camera cuts and the scene that was added in is there just so happens to be a Cerveza Cristal sitting in this tree just waiting for him after a hard obstacle course.
Maybe don't drink swamp beer. Just saying. Wow. Ryan said, Yoga gets out down. What?
He's what?
Did Ryan have a stroke?
Swamp beer.
Wait, there's a correction. No, there's not. Yoga gets out down.
Yeah, it's
And Rob says, this reminds me, have you all seen the Star Wars video with Stone Cold Steve Austin being the voice of Darth Vader?
No, but I'm going to go find it.
You find that. Ryan offers an apology. Sorry.
Yeah, that third world beer will do that.
That's where they keep the good stuff.
I mean, have you guys ever had third world beer?
No.
Also,
I don't know if we should be using that phrase.
And Chile is far from third world.
How far?
It's right over there. Just past Las Vegas and Cleveland.
Ah, nice. Nice. I like Cleveland. They got that bike gang, the Cleveland Steamers.
Rob, I can't click the links.
No, just type it in one layer at a time.
Oh my gosh, no! Giuseppe, type this in.
Right, but anyway, these commercials happened like 20 years ago. No one found them or found out about them, or at least no one stateside found out about them until like a week or two ago.
And then it was just taken off.
It was all over social media to the point where somebody made a 3D printed toy of a bottle of Cerveza Cristal and put it on a Star Wars action figure card back.
Nice.
We need that and Jeans guy.
Turn it right here.
Do it.
Make it happen. You're gonna have to print a card back for it too.
But in 3D. I could probably, I'll figure something out. I'll just hand draw it.
Yeah, I went jeans guy from The Mandalorian holding a cerveza crystal.
Nice.
New Star Wars lore. And they say that the current canon is bad. Seems pretty awesome to me, but you know, anyway, what else we got here? Jordan, what's getting expensive?
Disney World.
Oh shit. Again?
Yeah. Yeah. So my source,
I'm gonna argue this, but go ahead.
Okay.
Weird argument.
Yeah, hold on, ahead, real quick.
Ryan's gonna edit Mickey Mutineers ads into movies now.
Do it.
Like, nice. Only the best movies and the worst movies. You know, all the movies. Every movie. Get on that. Anyway, what, Jordan?
I hope he adds an ad in Rogue One right after Scarif blows up. Mickey Mutineers every Monday night.
It's the shockwave. And as it gets closer, it's just Josh going, yeah, Mickey
Mutineers! Or the Cantina Band. It's just our Tiki Room song.
They weren't on Scarif.
That would be cool. Say Scarif.
He did.
You said Scarif. Somebody said Scarif.
I said Scarif.
Me.
Anyway, Jordan, what's going on with the prices? Oh, also, real quick, let me interrupt you for the second time. As you're talking, I'm going to text you guys your Game of Shames. So,
oh,
incoming. Anyway, carry on, Jordan.
All right, my source for this is Blog Mickey. And out of all the Disney blogs that have lost their grace over the last handful of years, or fallen from grace, I should say, I feel like Blog Mickey is still a pretty good blog to get information from. And so I guess spring break is starting for various schools across the country. So between now and the beginning of April, we're going to see an influx of spring break vacations at Disney World. And I guess today was kind of the start of that. And because of that, the old sliding scale for Genie Plus kicked in today. And if you wanted to get Genie Plus today for any of the parks, this is what it would have costed you. Today's magic, sorry, I was distracted by the text message you just sent.
I
know. It still surprised me. For multiple parks, it was $35 per person today.
That's a lot.
If you wanted Magic Kingdom, it was $35. So if you only had like a Magic Kingdom ticket, it was $35. Epcot was $28. Hollywood Studios was $32. And Animal Kingdom was $25. And the person who wrote the blog, it just says his name was Mike. That's it. Also contrasted it with the all-time highs. And the all-time highs for multiple parks and Magic Kingdom were $39. Epcot was $32. Hollywood Studios was also $35. And Animal Kingdom was $29. So it's not necessarily the most that it's been, but it's still on the higher side of the scale. And I say this only because what the fuck happened to $15 a day per ticket?
Like, yeah, that was like last year.
That was like the big selling point, or quote unquote selling point, where they tried to justify it. Because remember, we were going from FastPass Plus, which gave us 3 free fast passes and then 1 recycling one after you use those 3, to having to pay $15 a day per ticket that I used to be able to pay in advance.
Yeah, now you have to get it that day.
Now you have to do it a la carte, like once a day, every day. So if you and just one other person are going to Disney World and you're doing the multiple parks, that is $70. That's just $70
a day.
Yeah, not counting or for at least for those parks. We're doing multiple parks. So that's $70 a day, not counting the a la carte lightning lanes if you can't get your standard lightning lane.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that part.
That is fucking bonkers. Like, I don't understand how one, people are doing it. Like, I want to know where these people are getting this treasure trove of money to where they can just go, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Case in point, then this is a little bit of a side tangent. You know, Chelsea's 40th birthday is next month. And when we were having dinner the other night, we were talking about maybe sneaking down there for like 3 or 4 days for her birthday. So we started to look at prices of resorts just for a few days. And she just, you know, on a whim looked at the Polynesian bungalows. So for like, I can't
be whim.
Yeah, it is. So my point is this: for like 4 or 5 days, I can't remember how many days she typed in. Do you want to know how much it was just for tickets and 4 or 5 days at the bungalows?
I'm gonna write down mine.
Yeah,
yours.
Well, I priced 5 days for 4 of us. Well, not until November, but at the Wilderness Lodge.
None of that is what I asked.
No, I'm just saying.
I think you're thinking out loud.
No, fuck you guys.
Josh, what's your price guess?
No.
Mine's 9,000.
17,000.
God damn.
Right? Really? Yes.
Yeah, because 17,000. What I was saying is,
Jillian was close.
Yeah. What I was saying, you know, it wasn't the new cabins there at Fort Wilderness, but it was the bigger, nicer rooms. In November for the 4 of us for 4 days, it was just going to be a little over $6,000. But I guess that's not the bungalows, obviously. So I just assumed because it's a, you know, higher end resort, it would be closer on par. I was going to guess $9,000 because of that. But yeah,
right.
I was never close.
But and then obviously, whenever somebody like myself or the three of us look at that, we're like, that's a lot of fucking money. But there's somebody out there, somebody who looks at that price and goes, yeah, okay, and does it. I don't know who these people are.
Well, it ain't me.
It ain't me.
Jillian said there's many somebodies. Hold on, let me back up real quick. Regarding the prices, Morgan said, got to use the parks to pay off all these movie bombs lately.
Yeah, but can they really do that, though? Because
that's actually not how budgets work.
Yeah, I was about to say, because that money goes to different places. And,
yeah.
And the reason that Bob Chapek got in trouble was that he was trying to do that with Disney Plus and the Disney Channel.
Yeah. And then Rob said Bob Iger came back to be the villain instead of the savior, eh?
I mean, I don't – all right, listen. I'm not going to put Iger up on a pedestal. I do think he has his problems. I think he's better than Chapek. But I also – I don't know the amount of how much of this is Bob Iger fixing what Bob Chapek messed up, and it's just now costing us more money.
Right, and like fiscal years, like it's going to roll over like – we're going to feel the effects of 2 years ago now or something. Right.
So and I could be wrong. It could all be Bob also, Iger.
Also, you guys, if it's working and they're making money, they're not going to fucking revert it.
Oh no, no, they won't. But that's now we get to the point of like their pricing. Like we were actually thinking about not going for a while because the parks have just become too expensive. But that's the way the trend has been going. That it's they've just continued to get more expensive, and like they haven't lowered the prices, so it'll only continue to get more expensive, and we would theoretically continue to not go because of that.
Yeah, like hey, Jillian's over here saying Iger's been in his senior week of high school for 4 years. And she also said, I got Disneyland Paris for 5 nights, 6 park days for $1,700.
Yeah, it's surprisingly that's way cheaper.
That's what we've been looking at lately, too.
Whoa. That's one of the reasons I went on a cruise. Like, I'm going on a cruise in May. I got curious. I priced out a similar time length for just Pop Century. And it was like $4,000.
Yeah.
I used to hit Pop Century for a week for $1,200.
Yeah, man,
Pop Century room rates are $250 a fucking night. Yeah.
Man,
or no, not Pop Century. I'm sorry, All Star is $250 a fucking night.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
So, should we storm the gates?
Is Why? That
that's where this is going, right?
What fucking good is it going to do?
Well, it's storming the gates, we get in for a little bit. Rob said, I've been looking at a Disney day during my Halloween Horror Nights trip, and even that seems wild. Park Hopper is $199 for that time right now, and I haven't been to Disney in like 5 years.
So I know how we could get him for free, I think. just roll with me here. Just
okay, go.
So we're going to Epcot, right?
Right.
Okay, I know where the back gate is. So we gotta distract the guard real quick. Just get in the parking lot, but we gotta dress up like total fucking cosplay as something like Jordan. You can put on a flannel shirt and be a Canadian.
Hey. I like that. Ironically, you're breaking perfect. Two rules now.
you know, so we just dress up and just pretend we're out on our smoke break and we forgot our badge and have someone buzz us in.
I feel like you're making this up as you go.
No, it'll work. I promise.
Oh, okay. Josh, give me a charisma check. Hold on. I got you.
give me a riz check.
Where's my giant die?
How did you lose it?
You know what? Don't fucking ask, Jake.
Rob said we have to dress like Jordan to break into Disney. Seems legit. Just walk up. Hi, I'm Jordan.
Just come on in. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Walk just, up to the gate. You just go like, do you know who I am? And cause a steam, and they'll let you in.
I'm just gonna walk up to the gate with pizzas and be like, yeah, pizza
delivery. D20, right? I got 13
pizza delivery for the mouse.
Sorry, Josh. It was difficulty class 16. So yeah, you're not getting in.
You just made that up.
Yeah. What the hell do you think the Dungeon Master does? You just made that up. Yeah, that's literally my job. Ryan says, I just don't stay on property anymore because it's no longer cost effective and there's no perks.
Yeah. Not unless you're staying at a fucking deluxe.
And then you can start spot it.
I bet we could do this.
You need a safety vest
and a clipboard. You need a clipboard too.
A hard hat, like a Disney Imagineering hard hat.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do this.
We're breaking so many laws. Let's do it. Ryan said, oh, I get to ride a bus with everyone else. No, thanks.
Oh, yeah, you don't even need park tickets. You could just fucking ride the Skyliner for free.
You still have to get into that parking lot. Jane said, free water park day only to be used on check-in day. How can you resist? I really easy, actually. Like, here's the thing. Down the street, Universal is building Epic Universe. And, guys, I'm really excited for it. And I'm curious on how their prices are going to compare. Because if I go on an Orlando trip next year and it's to Universal, I'm going to feel really dirty. But damn it, it's going to be fun. So, I'm also lumping this all in together as like Disney's answer to Epic Universe. Like, oh yeah, let's raise prices and give them water parks. Right? Instead, make a reservation for Yacht Club and then just Skyliner, baby. This Yacht Club. Oh yeah, yeah, that'll work. What? Nope. Oh, there's a lot going on in the comments. Universal Resorts are awesome. Yeah, they're getting more and more.
I even floated the idea of telling Chelsea, I was like, well, why don't we stay at Cabana Bay and we'll just drive to the parks?
You do have that $8 credit.
So yeah, I do.
So you got that going for you. Oh, man. See, everyone in the comments is just, shit, I'm just going to Universal next year, I guess, guys. Mm-hmm. Epic Universe opens next year.
I think we should take a family trip to Paris.
Like the Paris in Universal Studios?
No, Disneyland Paris. The one in France. With the guys with the pointy-shaped heads.
That's a deep reference.
Whoa, Jesus.
Holy shit. You born in the late 70s? My goodness.
Yeah, I was, actually.
Hold on. Ryan said, do Jordan and I count for family? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I said family trip. I said what I said.
Yeah, that's all of us. That's Josh. That's Jordan. That's me. That's Ryan. That's Jillian. That's Morgan. Rob, you're coming too. You're part of the family now.
Hey, whoever else is listening.
Rob's the hamster.
What?
I'm the hamster. All right, settle down, Ryan. That's... Ryan Hess. I don't like that. Also, I don't like the last name Hess. It's that soft H. It's too hard to say. You know how many times I've gotten mail for Jake S?
or Heth.
Heth happens a lot. I got mail
for Josh Heth. I have to spell my name. Hess, H-E-S-S, because it's that fucking difficult.
Yeah, that's why Duncan's so much better. We're all Duncans now.
Mm.
I love some donuts.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants Hess's. And Josh, Dunkin' Donuts sucks.
Dude, Dunkin' Donuts is terrible.
It's just the worst.
They're not even made.
Coffee's
fresh.
Good.
They're fucking trucked in and frozen.
Donuts not that great.
No. This is how bad Dunkin' Donuts are. When I went to last time I was in Orlando, I think it was for my cruise last 2 years ago. Me and my children got Dunkin' Donuts at the airport. And even they were like, nah. I was like, holy shit.
I think the world needs more voodoo donuts.
Guess what's at Universal Studios?
Yeah, I mean, there's something delicious about a penis-shaped donut.
I'm going to edit the hell out of that clip.
There's something delicious about a penis?
Hard cut.
Jordan just said it. You don't have to cut it. Just use Jordan's.
No, I'm using Josh's.
Anyway, all right, moving on. We're at 48 minutes.
Oh, shit. Should we? All right, Jordan, quick, the Easter egg.
All right, no. All right, so talking about things that Star Wars people just found out about. There is an Easter egg in Revenge of the Sith that somebody pointed out on the internet, and people are like, how in the fucking world did this take 20 years for somebody to see? And I can answer that question with, because there's no way you wouldn't have been able to see this if you weren't moving frame by frame on the movie. That's the real answer.
So is it a beer bottle?
No, it's not. It's not. Jake, I sent you the clip that when I found it. So do you have that ready to queue up?
Not your clip, but I have a still of it.
Okay,
cool. Yours is a little blurry, but let's.
Okay, so here's the story. Somebody found this clip of a person standing behind Anakin Skywalker during the fight on Mustafar with Obi-Wan Kenobi, but specifically the part where they're on the little floating platforms above the like the river of lava, and Anakin is about to jump over Obi-Wan, so they're both standing on the little floating platform that Obi-Wan was on. But right before he jumps off his like little floating droid guy, if you pause it in the right moment, there is one or two frames where there's just a dude's face behind Anakin Skywalker. And I thought for a second, I'm like, there's no way. That has to be Photoshop. That has to be Photoshop. So I went to Disney Plus, and I kept trying to pause it at the right time. Could not do it. I was like, this is a hoax. Not fucking true. Not fucking real. And I was texting a friend of the show, Jason Wasulko, who's on the Smugglers Galaxy podcast. They were on our Star Wars Hot Takes episode, if you remember.
Yes.
I texted him, or I was messaging him and Glenn, and I was like, yeah, dude, it's not real. And he's like, let me check. So he goes and he puts his Blu-ray in, and I guess on his Blu-ray player, he actually has a button on his remote that lets you go frame by frame. Ooh. And he's like, no, it's legit here. And he sends me a picture of his television screen. And I was like, there's no way. So I kind of let it go for the evening. And then when I was at work on my lunch break, I'm like, I'm going to see if I can do it. And I'll be damned if I didn't pause it in the right fucking place. And it's fucking true. God damn it.
Is it just one frame?
It's like one, maybe two frames. But it's...
Is that an Easter egg or a movie mistake, though?
It's both, maybe. Jake, put the graphic up.
Chappelle. Okay, so here's the scene. And even right now, you're just like, what?
Yeah, because it's all fucking blurry. Yeah, but look.
Here we go. Ready? Oh. So right there.
Just guy hanging out.
Yeah.
Lava.
Yeah.
Guys, new Star Wars cryptid just dropped.
Nice.
So anyway, that was fucking weird.
It's like I'm just staring at it right now. For some reason, it's actually showing up better on the StreamYard page and not the other page. Rob just said, "Is that a demon?"
It could be. Is it a force demon?
Maybe
it's a that thing. I want there to be force demons now.
Can Sith force ghosts? That was a hard sentence. Anyway, that's really cool though. Weird. No. How many people are going back to every movie now frame by frame?
I'm
not. I could honestly care less.
All right. So we can safely cross Josh names off the list, but that leaves like almost 7.5 billion other people.
Care less. I could not care less. That's the one.
All right. Do we want to get into this main topic real quick?
Do we have time or do we want to save it?
We got time.
Okay.
It's our fucking show. We can do whatever we want.
Look, it's late over there. I'm fine over here. Anyway, okay. Let's get in right into the Game of Shame light. Get a little bit different. I got some shorter ones and a little more lighthearted. We're not going to shame the hell out of these people. But like each one just has a little like bit in it that amused me. That's all this one is. It's like, hey, did this amuse Jake? Yes, this one did. So I got one first. I'm going to throw this one up here real quick. What's so funny, giggles?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
My short one.
So this one, I'm starting off real light because this is no shame. Maybe we need to change the name of the game because this one is no shame. This is just a fantastic idea. I saw this on a comment on the X-Men 97 trailer on Instagram. And nope, that's not that. Oh my gosh. There it is. Okay. So here we go. It just said, if y'all were smart, y'all would make the episodes available Saturday mornings.
Shit, that is a good idea.
That's such a good idea, right?
That is a good idea.
So good. Like this man, R_G on Instagram, fantastic, chef's kiss. Give this man a medal.
a job. Give him a fucking job.
He's doing fantastic marketing over here. And then give us a little kick down because we're promoting him.
Yeah, we helped him get that job.
Heck yeah, congratulations, RG. I'm super proud of you. All right, who wants to go first after me?
I will.
All right. Well, oh, my gosh. I had this queued up. Okay. Joshua, what do you want to do? Long one or short one?
I'll do the long one first.
Okay. So let me queue this up. And these are all just a random grab bag of things. So this one for Josh.
I don't know who this is from because Jake cut that off.
Yeah, some of the names I cut off.
5 stars, 10 months ago. Since I was a child, I've always looked forward to Tomorrowland Speedway. It stands out from the other rides as it is not thrilling nor nauseating. I can control the acceleration and the track guides my steering. What a wonderful ride that gives control to the user.
That was very wholesome. I think that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about that ride.
That's exactly why I picked it. I was going through Tomorrowland Speedway reviews. I was like, what does a 5-star review look like for this one?
My favorite review is still the Golden Gate Bridge.
5 stars.
5 stars.
One star. It was foggy. I couldn't see it.
My favorite part of this review. No, not my favorite part. My second favorite part of this review, though. Dude added 26 pictures to this review.
No, 25 pictures and 2 videos.
Oh, shit. Oh. You're right. Oh, hell. Ryan said 5 stars. I didn't die. Julian said, that's a lot of photos and video.
That's my new rating for life. 5 stars, didn't die.
It's a good system. It's a fantastic system.
One toaster.
Nope. Let's go back to stars.
Oh.
All right. Let's pull one up for Jordan. Jordan, what one do you want to do?
Let's do the short one.
Okay. So the titles I put on him was mostly for me. Did you see that this is for Living with the Land?
Yes.
Okay. Because I wrote it in black ink on a gray background. There you go.
1 star. This ride is the most boring thing ever, and I would not recommend it to anyone. Only nerds. Thank you. Thank you, Isabella Ranieri.
Fucking nerds!
Only nerds.
Did you call us nerds?
Well, I mean, look, in all fairness, it is not a world-class attraction, you guys. We have spoken. She might be onto something. But, I mean, honestly, you guys are nerds.
What do you mean, you guys?
I said.
Have you seen you?
What, do you think I'm over here running a Disney podcast?
Yeah, you. That's exactly what you're doing, dipshit.
Jane said, wow, I'm going to go review Living with the Land just to fuck on Isabella. I'm pretty sure this was a Google review, so go over there. Find her there. Oh, man. Well, this lighthearted game of shame seems to be going very well. I'm going to go with... okay. I'm going to also go with a short one for me. Here we go. After I get rid of Jordan's. Oh, my gosh. I'm slipping, you guys. Okay, here we go. This is for Spaceship Earth. 1 star, 3 months ago. Ride was built in 1960. It is totally outdated and stopped working twice while in the ride. Did you guys know that Epcot was built around Spaceship Earth?
Huh.
Yeah.
It was there the whole time.
The whole time.
I was very serious. That
Spaceship Earth is flat.
Not the flat spaceship earthers.
Everybody shut up. New conspiracy just dropped.
Oh, shit.
Jillian said, well, they built it 20 years prior. How'd they know? Rob said, make that a shirt. Which part?
The spaceship flat earthers.
Flat Ryan spaceship said, earthers. That was my review of Pack Mules. Sorry.
That was when Pack Mules stopped working twice. They just got bored and stopped.
No, they had it. It was the 60s, man. They had it. They had to have their union cigarette break.
They had to stop to eat hay. Do mules eat hay? Whatever. I'm just going with.
Oh my gosh!
All right, Josh, you're up.
All right.
Oh wait, hold on. Let me pull it up. Josh's was also Living with the Land.
Yeah.
I just had to lump onto this not a world class attraction. Trend that we started last week. All right.
Okay. This is from M. Laren. One star 6 months ago. My parents keep forcing me into this ride. Julian's got a comment.
What the fuck? How'd my daughter learn how to use it?
Jillian has a daughter?
Yeah, she was born in 1960.
Yeah, oh no shit.
on the flat spaceship Earth.
I don't know what those are. Oh, I just put frogs.
Oh, I thought they were landmines.
Oh my gosh. All right.
All right.
Oh, we should have saved that one. All right, back to Jordan.
All right.
This is for Small World.
This is a one-star review for Small World. The dolls were not singing the original song. They were singing WAP, and the dolls from England were making fun of Prince Philip's death, and the dolls were laughing at me for having a wig on. 1 out of 5 stars, never going to Walt Disney World ever again.
The fuck did you just read?
The review.
It spins around.
Yeah. Thanks, Sebastian Labe.
I would love to be on Small World with a doll singing WAP.
The dolls were singing WAP. Can you just imagine all of the dolls start doing the WAP dance choreography? Macaroni in a pot.
I said it's WAP after all. You said at least there's photos.
Man.
What was that person smoking? The good WAP stuff. You don't smoke that, Josh.
Oh, we smoke anything once.
Okay, one more. I'm gonna bring it on home. Good hell. Sorry, we're ending on this one. From Tough to Be a Bug, 1 star. Why in the world would you spray thick mist in someone's face for so long? Children were terrified and couldn't breathe. This is one I'll never go on again. What the children fuck? Being terrified is one of the best parts of that show.
What do you mean thick mist in someone's face for so long? How close were this to the stage where they sitting?
Front row. Just... I just love that the complaint was how long that mist went on for. It's like, oh my god, it's still going. Oh hell. Anyway, so that was the game of lesser shame. The game of shame light. And I think that was a rousing success. We might have to come back to that one. So anyway, guys, that's our show.
That was a show.
Hold on. My battery power is at 68%.
81, 68. That's like 12%.
Yeah.
Jake.
Oh.
Posture check.
13.
Thanks, Ryan. Oh, I actually got a posture harness.
Oh, you like it? I like
it. Yeah, I really like it. I'd wear it on the show, but it looks like a sex thing.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to put it on.
I can't wear it live on camera. But thanks, Ryan.
What kind of fucking harness did you get?
It hangs from the door frame. Why?
No, you got the wrong one, Jake.
Did I?
Well,
I've enjoyed it.
You mentioned it.
Rob says, congrats on the new computer, Jordan. Can't wait for the Snyder cut of Toylanta.
Oh, man. I think we're going to get Toylanta parts 1, 2, and 3 this year.
Oh, man. I'm excited. So speaking of Toylanta, be sure to follow Jordan Gasly on his channel for all the Toylanta content. If you're going to watch Toylanta content, only watch Jordan's.
That is in 2 weeks. So I'm gonna take a break. I have one video that needs to be edited and then uploaded. But I think after that gets edited and uploaded, I'm gonna take a break until Toylanta. So,
all right, that's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, we need to discuss the intro for my YouTube channel.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you. Do you want to make this announcement right now, or you wanna pretend we didn't talk about this?
No, we sure. I don't know when we're going to actually start because I need to get a couple things still, but my daughter and I are going to start a YouTube channel. It's nice. going to be the Hold Fast podcast where we talk just about everything. Just short episodes, 10, 15 minutes, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I like that.
Make fun of flat earthers and stuff like that.
But not the spaceship earthers.
Yeah, well, we're definitely making fun of those guys.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, oh no. Anyway, yeah, so keep an eye out for that.
Oh, and we're going to have guests, too. I forgot about that, occasionally.
Who?
That Jake guy.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Maybe Jordan.
He's cool.
Definitely Ryan Hess.
I hear he's in demand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan said something I don't understand.
It's Triple H.
Oh. That's why I don't understand.
That's his real name.
Oh, Josh, you should have Jillian on too. And Rob.
Yes.
We should have Rob on.
Yeah.
Did I promise him?
Rob was supposed to come on after his Halloween Horror Nights show to do a trip report. And then streams got crossed and wires got tangled and it never happened.
Oh, I mean, he still can.
Never can we do the streams?
Halloween Horror Nights.
A very timely review by reviewer Rob.
Oh, hell. He said, listen, I do my own show poorly. You all don't need me on here.
Oh, Rob, you've seen this show. You've been talking to us on this show. You know how this goes.
Look, if that's your review for yourself, you would fit right in. That seemed rude. I didn't like that. Rob, you don't have to stoop down to our level. And follow my other channel, What the Heck is Jake Talking About? Where I'm slowly chugging away. Guys, I'm so sick of emus. Just
how many have you animated?
So many. Oh my gosh. Look. When there were 20,000 emus in Australia at the time, and I'm animating each one individually, it takes a while.
Well, there better be 20,000 fucking emus on there.
Oh, the way I've worked around this is makes me laugh. I don't know if that the jokes are going to fall flat or not, but yeah, we'll see. A lot of stand-ins. Anyway, so check that out. When it comes out,
is it like this member of my Raven family? that kind of stand in?
No, but that's a really good idea. I just need to start putting random birds in there.
Yeah.
Just macaws with emu masks.
Fucking plague doctors.
I'm going to start over on this. Oh, also, Jordan's in that episode. I just threw a clip out.
It was good.
Yeah. Where me and Jordan teach Chloe about trench foot.
Yeah, it's on TikTok. Go follow What the Hell Is Jay Talking About on TikTok.
Heck, what the heck? This is a family show.
What did I say?
Hell. My name's
hell's not a bad word. It's a proper
what
noun.
Go follow What the Hess Is Jake Talking About.
Damn it, it's so much better. All right, Chloe, we're starting over. Anyway, hey, we're the Mickey Mutineers and you've enjoyed us.
Yeah, I mean there's something delicious about a penis.